H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, continued bombardments against Gaza and continued protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. ABC's Matt Rivers explains from Tel Aviv.
When you add in these new airstrikes, which many people are not happy about because they say it's putting the remaining hostages that are still inside of Gaza in Hamas captivity at even greater risk. There's a lot of people who are very angry with Netanyahu who say that he should have come up with a deal to get those hostages home. Instead, he is reattacking Gaza, which would only add more uncertainty to the hostages' fates.
The case of Columbia grad student Mahmoud Khalil has now been transferred from Louisiana to New Jersey. Khalil was detained and threatened with deportation after organizing pro-Palestinian protests on campus last year. President Trump speaking today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky following discussions on Tuesday between the president and Vladimir Putin, who agreed that Russian troops would stop bombarding Ukrainian infrastructure. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents about ghost tax preppers with just a few weeks to go until the filing deadline. According to the organization, ghost tax preppers refers to individuals who are not certified to prepare tax returns but still do it, submitting the documents as if the taxpayer had filed them on their own. If any issues arise with the tax return, that taxpayer could appear to be the guilty party to the IRS. Residents should be wary of people offering quick refunds and large returns and review their tax documents personally. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state's recent population growth is being driven more by immigration than birth and death rates. According to the report, domestic and international migration has been the driving factor in population growth since 2022 as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2024, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024. Under the continuing resolution funding bill passed to avert a government shutdown last week, two key projects in Duluth have lost federal funding. According to Mayor Roger Reinhart, the funding loss will affect renovations to the aerial lift bridge and the Lakewood Water Treatment Plant. Mayor Reinhart still says the bridge project could move forward with grants and state funding secured, but the city will need additional state aid to pursue the water treatment plant project. He says the key projects cannot be pushed back any longer. A New Richmond man accused of killing his wife and moving her body has been bound over for trial. 70-year-old Gordon Laxo was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, strangulation and suffocation with domestic abuse, and hiding a corpse earlier this month. Authorities were responding to a welfare check for 68-year-old Mary Laxo on March 2nd, but were unable to find her at the Bluff Border Road home. They later found her dead in a rural area of Polk County. Laxo's arraignment hearing is scheduled for March 26th at 9 a.m. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers are arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow likely today. We may get an inch or so of accumulation, but strong northerly wind gusts from 25 to 35 could create some blowing snow at times. 37 today, tonight, 18 for a low with wind gradually decreasing tomorrow. Sunny, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bosch legacy actor Scott Clase to the show. Then Nightlight pal and Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show and gives us some fantastic recommendations. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Today is Wednesday, March 19th. As of today, the average price of a gallon of milk in Wisconsin, $3.17. Down 3 cents from yesterday, down 33 cents from January 20th of this year. And as of today, the average price of eggs in Wisconsin, $5.61, down 37 cents since yesterday, still up about a buck and a half since January 20th. But they're coming down.
Yep.
Fewer outbreaks of bird flu is what I have seen, at least in March. So that's all good news. We have a big, big show coming up for you today. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is going to join us at 10:30. Of course, that big April 1st election, less than 2 weeks away now. It was 2 weeks as of yesterday. Susan Crawford, Brad Schimmel vying for the open spot on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. We will be talking about that with Pat Kreitlow. I heard him and I heard you both this morning when I was driving in talking about why co-president Elon Musk is pouring so much money into this race. Mm-hmm. Not that he has any personal interest in this or anything.
Nah,
it wouldn't be that.
He's just a guy who loves America.
Right. So we will have Pat Kreitlow join us after 10:33 next hour. We'll do a little update on the Doge wall of efficiency. Stick around for that. At 11:30, which is where we'd like to lighten things up a little bit, what we call our audio sorbet, so we can all take a breath.
Whoa.
Nicely done, Calvin. Corey Atkins will be joining us from the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society. They found a ship in Lake Superior that's been there for 132 years. This is for historians, this is a big deal.
Okay.
And so Corey's going to join us to talk about that. As we always do, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Down the Crapper Edition update.
There we go.
It's an update on an earlier tisbet.
I love our updates.
I know. So stick around for that. As always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be outside of politics, send it in to Jane Says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off with this, though, and I would love to hear your reaction to this. If my husband is listening, I know his reaction already because we talk about this at home.
Yeah.
The headline from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, Laura Schulte with the byline, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposes $120 jump in vehicle title fees to pay for roads and bridges. In the governor's proposed biennial budget, Tony Evers recommending hiking the fee $120. So currently it is $164.50.
Period
that we all pay every year if you have a car.
Just a car.
Just a car. Because it's more for SUVs, right?
It's more for EVs, more for hybrids.
Yeah, it would go from $164.50 to $284.50.
Yep.
Estimations say that price jump would raise nearly $122 million next year and more than $160 million in 2027. They'd use that money to support the repair and development of Wisconsin roadways. Vehicle title fees are paid once when someone purchases a new vehicle, normally lumped in with the purchase of the car. Oh, I'm wrong. It does not have to be paid again. So it is a one-time fee if you purchase a car.
Oh.
Vehicle title fees are paid once.
I see.
When someone buys a new vehicle and that normally gets lumped in with the purchase of the car, doesn't have to be paid again.
Now what do you want to talk about?
Along with title registration fees, the governor also suggested raising the driver's license renewal fee. This is what we do pay annually. From $8.50, which is what it is now. Oh, they want to raise it by $8.50 from $24 to $32.50.
Anytime I hear about a fee being raised, that to me is just code for we can't get it done in the legislature. We can't work on a tax plan that will properly tax everybody and raise the funds we need to raise. And also, Jane, it would be also awesome if maybe Wisconsin had a like a pile of money just sitting on the side, just like they're all in the office. And then in a room, you just open, it's like a pile of money.
Like $4
billion? Like $4 billion would be a great start. If we only had $4 billion just laying around that we could work on infrastructure plans, maybe give, I don't know, just give that to local schools for programs that need to be funded anyways that aren't being funded through the Joint Finance Committee. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be great if we had $4 billion extra?
One can dream.
One can dream like a dreamy boy.
Department of Transportation says with the increased fees, Wisconsin would still be a bargain for owning a vehicle compared with neighboring states. The agency says it would cost about $361 in fees and taxes for a Ford F-150 truck, while it costs $966 in Minnesota, $941 in Illinois, and $663 in Michigan. For a Hyundai CR-V or a similar model, Wisconsin's fees and taxes would be $199 compared with $615 in Minnesota, $493 in Illinois, and $328 in Michigan. That's a pretty big discrepancy, but I don't know that that's the biggest selling point on this.
Is this now also, this is the one-time fee or the yearly registration for a vehicle?
Well, the yearly registration would go up from $24 to $32.50. The one-time fee when you buy a vehicle would go from $164 to $284.
I mean,
and again, saying, yeah, but all the states around us, it would cost you so much more. I don't know that that's everybody's going to go, yay, us.
Nobody cares. I mean, I bought my car in Illinois.
So you already paid that fee.
I paid a fee, a large fee, by the way.
Department of Transportation says this money, if this would get passed, it's not going to pass. The money generated would support roads and bridges in addition to air, rail, public transit, harbors, and bike and pedestrian facilities. And again, they're saying that this is a bargain compared to other states. I don't dispute that, but again, I don't know that that is the winning message here.
No.
And correct me if I'm wrong, what about all the vehicles we see on the roadways who do not have plates?
Well, if they get busted, if they get pulled over, they're going to get...
I don't think they ever get pulled over. And what happens to them when they get pulled over?
Well, if they get pulled over, they get a separate ticket for a non-registered vehicle.
And what is the enforcement mechanism to make sure that that gets paid?
Well, there's no enforcement other than if you don't pay for it, they'll probably issue a bench warrant.
Again, I just don't see how this would fly.
Well, I don't see it as being a grand fix. And also, when it comes to the votes and whatnot, like things like air, rail, Madison doesn't care about that. They don't care about any of that stuff. If anything, they're just gonna take it and they're gonna slap Tony Evers with it and say, he raised your fees, he raised the prices, he made it more expensive to live in Wisconsin.
Roger texting in on the live stream. I live in Portage County. My current renewal for my vehicle is $115. $30 of that goes to the county for just its highways. No local municipalities get a dime. Thanks for sharing that, Roger. Again, I don't see how this is a winning thing for Governor Evers. I don't either.
And also, you know, if it's a one-time fee for when you buy a car, how often are you buying a car? Most likely
every 10 years, every 12.
I would average out about 5 to 6 nowadays. People are trading in and what? Yeah, people trading in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I had my car for 12 years, but I think most people nowadays they're trading their cars in every 5 because you want to get a better trade in value and you don't also want to trade in a hunk of junk.
I must be an outlier. I am going to drive my car until the doors fall off.
And that's fine. And that's absolutely fine. That I know a lot of people who feel that way, but I also like with the car that I own right now, I have a ticking clock. I'm going to have it for about like another 2.5 years. And then I want to trade it in so that way something can give something better with a lower price, a better trade-in value, all that kind of stuff. So even on that, even if people are getting a new car every 4, 5, 6 years, that's not all. I don't see that fee raising as much
as they think.
They project. And it's still a raising in the fees.
Yeah.
Which when they can't raise your taxes, they raise your fees.
How often do you buy a new car? I would love to hear this because now I really think that I'm odd. My car is from 2012. I love this car.
Yeah.
And again, I will drive this thing until I can't anymore. 855-752-4842. We're talking about a proposal in Governor Evers' proposed biannual budget that will hike fees quite a bit from $164.50 to $284.50 for buying a new vehicle. Oof. And then the title registration fee that we all pay every year would go from $24 to $32.50. 855-752-4842. Again, I just don't see this getting embraced by a lot of folks.
No.
Even though, yes, we could use the money for roadways.
But we have the money. We could spend it.
It's Robin's money.
Yeah, I know.
We can't just spend Robin's money willy-nilly like that.
Ask the Popcorn King for permission.
Exactly. It will be interesting to see what happens with this.
Yeah.
But again, I don't...
I feel like it's going to quietly go away.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a controversial issue, but also it's just irritating that when they can't put together a feasible tax plan for all Wisconsinites where everyone pays fairly, we have to raise fees. And that, like, whether it's on garbage pickup, whether it's fees on your registration. Like, I remember the first time I got, because I used to drive a hybrid. When I got that first registration with the hybrid or the EV mandate on it, that was another, like, $75.
Pricey. When we return, we're going to have an update on Gold Bar Bob Menendez. Wow. We haven't talked about him in a while. He's asking for help from someone in particular. We'll have all the details on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments.
As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Men's basketball action, Wisconsin at Montana. Going to happen this Thursday. That's tomorrow. The broadcast starts at 11:30. You cannot stream this if you want to listen to the games.
Correct.
You do have to listen on air, and you can catch it on WLAK in Amory, on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin at Montana tomorrow. The broadcast starts at 11:30. However, you cannot stream it on the app. These are NCAA rules. Mm-hmm. Can't do anything about that. But you can listen live on air on WALK, on WFHR, and WRCE in Richland Center. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about a proposal from Governor Evers in his biannual budget proposal to hike the fee, the vehicle title fee that you pay when you buy a car, from $164.50 to $284.50. And he would also increase the title registration fee that we pay every year from $24 to $32.50. We were talking a little bit about the age of cars and how often people buy cars. We have a couple of folks who have been waiting on the line. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I'm surprised Governor Evers is proposing this, because to me this is just another way to stick it to the poor people. I would be more in favor of a gas tax hike, because then the people who have the money that drive these great big honking SUVs and great big honking trucks that run several hundred dollars worth of gas through them a month, and the people with the big boats and all these other things, they would be paying more of their fair share instead of sticking it to the rest of us.
Yeah, I don't.
Good point.
It is a good point, Cindy. Thank you for that. I just don't see how this is going to fly. I really don't see a lot of people embracing this and going, yay! Even though we might all agree that our roads need some attention and these other things need attention as well, this just isn't going to be very popular. In this article from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it does say that the governor elected against seeking an increase in the gas tax, which would be more of an everyday fee.
Yeah.
We also have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm not really sure on the vehicle fees, but
That's right. The license fees for the DNR are going to go up, and my guess is that most sportsmen are going to be in support of that because they're usually the one advocating that the DNR needs more money to do its thing. Because I buy a patron's license every year, and it's been like $165 a year for a long time now, and I think it's going to go up to $200. And I'm not kicking about that at all. I mean, the DNR has been, drastically underfunded for decades now, and with the federal government backing off on environmental regulation and beautiful clean coal coming back, according to Donald Trump, we're all sucking in mercury from the coal smoke. What's going to happen then? I mean, it is just it's insane. I mean.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you for checking in on that. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join us, we were also talking a little bit about how old is your car and how often do you get a new car? How are you like me?
We have
you drive it until the doors fall off?
Jim from Appleton says, I have an 06 Toyota Highlander, just like the 95 Jeep Laredo. I will drive it until it's too expensive to repair. And Jack from Merrimack says, the average age of vehicles on the road in the U.S. is 12.6 years.
Oh, so yeah. I'm not an outlier. Mine's a 2012.
You are the rule.
Isn't that nice? Ollie from the Northwoods also on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Good morning. I do have a 2005, and I by necessity will be driving mine until it falls apart.
Yeah.
But I have just a clarification. When you first talked about the changes in the prices, you said something about the driver's license going up.
No, well, not the driver's. I was incorrect, Ollie, when I began, and that's on me. The fee that he's talking about is the vehicle title fee that you pay when you purchase the vehicle. That's the biggest increase that goes hikes $120. The vehicle title fees are what are paid once. Registration fees are what we pay every year.
Yeah.
And that will also go up by $850. So it's not as big of an increase. But I just think it's a tough sell when you go to any constituent and say, yeah, we're raising taxes again.
Well, and I think that Cindy made a great point, is you're sticking it to people who can't afford it.
Who can't afford it. Exactly. Before we run out of time, because we've been teasing this now for a couple of days and we never seem to get around to it, just quickly.
Yeah.
Gold Bar Bob Menendez, who was a Democrat, who was caught for essentially working on behalf of Egypt, found gold bars in his house, swads of cash, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. Apparently everybody does that.
Yeah.
Now he is turning. He's not a Democrat anymore because they called for him to step down and he's out. Now he's an independent.
Oh, of course.
Now his wife is set to begin trial on bribery charges. Gold Bar Bob is reaching out to President Donald Trump to delay the corruption trial of his wife.
Let the trial go through and just ask for a pardon.
Right.
Pledge fealty, pledge loyalty, bow before the king, and she'll be out before lunchtime.
It'll all be good.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Gold Bar Bob says, President Trump was right. This process is political and corrupted to its core. I hope Donald Trump cleans up the cesspool and restores integrity to the system.
New Jersey, your flavor of your inconsistency is so consistent.
Gold Bar Bob says he appealed to Trump by suggesting both his and Trump's criminal charges are politically motivated. Nothing about the hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash stuffed in pockets all over your house and the gold bar thing. But other than that, yes, completely politically motivated.
My wife and my buddy Donnie here aren't being treated fairly.
Yeah. What a shame. When we return after the news, Pat Kreitlow will be here from Up North News Radio. Very important election, April 1st. Be a voter, baby. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. Go global on the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin State Assembly passed a bill that would require county sheriffs to comply with federal immigration authorities. The legislation would require sheriffs to comply with federal detainer warrants and verify the citizenship of people they arrest. If they don't follow those requirements, they could risk losing funding from the state. State Democrats voted against the legislation, with some calling it government overreach and expensive micromanagement. Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the online tool includes a map showing runoff risk forecasts for the following 3 days during the summer months. The forecasts are updated by the National Weather Service 4 times per day. The Department of Natural Resources also offers services for farmers helping to identify possible alternatives to high-risk manure spreading. One of the largest firearm manufacturers in the United States will be relocating their entire manufacturing operation to Wisconsin. Henry Repeating Arms plans to relocate to a newly expanded state-of-the-art headquarters in Rice Lake with 2 additional facilities in Ladysmith. Company officials say they're also working on opening up a third facility in Ladysmith over the summer. Their current manufacturing operations are run out of Bayonne, New Jersey. Officials say the transition will allow them to increase production and improve collaboration. An Almena man accused of stealing a truck and operating while intoxicated at over 3 times the legal limit in September has entered a not guilty plea in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 52-year-old Feliciano Sanchez was charged with felony taking and driving a vehicle without the owner's consent and misdemeanor second offense OWI. Authorities say the owner of the vehicle reported it stolen by Sanchez and told them Sanchez was highly intoxicated. He was later found in the passenger seat at a gas station. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Becoming cloudy and breezy today, with temperatures reaching the upper 30s and winds gusting to the upper 30s. This will knock us back to really feeling more like the 20s. And we have a small shot of snow this evening. It would just put down a trace as the system has slid south. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And I think so. We, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll discuss the upcoming April 1st election with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is almost here. Civic Media's next statewide text-to-win contest kicking off on Monday, this Monday at 7 a.m. Your first chance to listen for a keyword to enter in for an hourly winner or enter to win the grand prize. You will have four chances to enter the contest. Listen at 7, 11 o'clock with us, 1 p.m. with Todd, 4 p.m. with Dom throughout the 2 weeks that this contest will go on. Daily chances you can win a getaway at Chula Vista, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, $100 cash plus every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing from Verlo Mattress. So download, you do need to download the app.
Yes,
wherever you get your apps, go to your app store, look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app, and then you will be all ready to go come Monday when our next statewide text to win contest gets underway, starting at 7 a.m. and then Monday with us at 11 o'clock. It's a lot of fun. The app is great. You can do, look at Pat Kreitlow. You can do all kinds of things from the app. You can call and text directly into whatever show you're listening to across the network right from the app, and you can get news updates and all kinds of great things. So, and it's free.
Darn it. I told them, charge $1,000.
Nope, it is still absolutely free. Joining us right now at the last minute, and we really appreciate it, Pat Kreitlow is here from Up North News Radio. Good morning, sir. Thank you for adjusting your schedule for us and joining us at the last minute. Appreciate it.
Happy to. I actually just got back at the house. I made some last minute. I looked outside. I'm like, wait, if we're about to get like 5 to 10 inches of snow, I better get my errands done now. So
wise decision.
Yeah, sometimes he actually thinks ahead of time and doesn't look out the window and go, oh.
Has it started snowing there yet?
It has not. It's one of those where the radar says it is, but it's not hitting the ground yet. So
I heard
in the nick of time.
Yeah, I heard Brittany Merlot on your show this morning, and some parts of Wisconsin are going to get just crushed from this storm. They're talking 6 to 9 inches of that terrible, heavy, wet snow. So please be prepared. And 511wi.gov. That's what will bring up the state map with all of the accidents all over the place. It's really, really useful. And you can download that, too, as an app, because Greg has used it many times. 511wi.gov. Download that, and please be safe on the roadways. Pat, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on this morning, not that we don't want to have you on every day, but as I was driving in this morning and I was listening to your show, and I heard you talking about the Supreme Court race, which is now less than 2 weeks away, April 1st, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel running for the open spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and I thought you had a really great explanation about why this is such an important race and the long-term ramifications should Brad Schimmel get on the court.
You know, you were just talking about the Civic Media app and texting, and this was actually prompted by a text from Tiffany in River Falls, who was listening on Lake Air in Amory. And she wrote in, Pat, tell me your response to the people that say, but Crawford is backed by Soros, in response to the Elon Musk is backing Schimmel. And so I dropped everything that I was going to be doing, which was probably, again, debating Girl Scout cookies with Greg, and said, why don't we take on this weighty question instead?
Yep.
And all I came back with was what it means for you, dear voter, and your state, and the future of your state. And who should have access to the court, and should that access be, shall we say, on an equal basis? And you probably have already covered that Elon Musk, through Tesla, has filed a lawsuit against the state, wants to overturn a state law.
Yep.
And the state law doesn't matter. okay, it's whether a car maker has to work through dealerships, as the state law says, or can sell directly, as Elon Musk would like to do. Set aside the merits of the law, and the question is this. Should a really rich guy or woman owning a business be able to shower a Supreme Court candidate with literally something approaching $15 million?
Yeah, we're close.
And have greater potential to have a court that is more sympathetic to their case. And look, if George Soros were putting $15 million in and he wanted to do whatever he does, I don't even know how he made his money. I just hear the name all the time. But wanted to do something in Wisconsin, that too would get some funny looks from people, including on the progressive side.
Yes.
Because the root issue of all this isn't about whether a billionaire is coming to you from the political right or the political left. It's should any billionaire be able to come into a state Supreme Court race like this and have better chances of getting their definition of justice than you and me? And since George Soros doesn't have a case before the court right now and Elon Musk does, voters should look at that.
The other thing too, and we've talked about this, as you said, Pat, many times before, in my estimation, and like you said, George Soros has been the boogeyman from the right for a long time. George Soros and the U-Lines, their donations kind of cancel each other out, right?
Yeah, in
we've
many
got
ways.
George Soros on the left, the U-Lines on the right. They're both big donors and have been big donors for a very long time. Elon is a whole different level unto himself.
Yes.
As far as, I mean, just
again,
as far
world's
as the
richest guy.
Yeah, the world's richest man coming in. He's already poured in almost $13 million into this race. Think about that.
And that's after everything that he paid to get Donald Trump elected. And if you're saying, well, Donald Trump would have won the election without Elon Musk, don't kid yourself.
Yep.
You know, people don't spend that kind of money on political races unless they know, and they know, political ads, as much as we hate them, make a difference.
They work.
All those social media ads, all those commercials, all those influencers, whatever, it's all out there. And it's all out there because people from the right have loosened the rules to the point where, because they know they have more billionaires on their side, they can influence elections. So you've got the world's richest man able to influence a presidential election. A president who, instead of saying, hey, thanks, buddy, appreciate it, I got it from here, instead puts him in charge of dismantling parts of the federal government. Okay, that part we're still working on, you know, resisting or reversing or whatever. Do you really want him to get a toehold into Wisconsin state law? And if you do, what's the next one? What's the next thing that comes in? And what happens to that state law that either keeps Lake Wissota clean or, you know, preserves our public education options or things like that? If you want to get back to elections that are more relevant to you, the voter, then you really should send a message that, hey, billionaire, I don't care about your political affiliation. I'm not going to let you influence this particular race.
Pat Kreitlow is our guest from Up North News Radio, and we are talking about the April 1st election. Please make a plan to be a voter. Go to myvote.wy.gov. It counts more than you realize. It really, really does. And this is all going to be dependent upon turnout, especially for this election. So I think talk to some friends. Make it a thing. Go vote. Go brunch. Go get a – I don't care what you do, mm-hmm. but go mm-hmm. vote on April 1st. Early voting is also underway right now. I did want to point out that Brad Schimmel, of course, and he said this is, I believe it's recorded. He has said that he wants to be on the state Supreme Court so he can act as the support network for the Trump administration. I didn't realize that was a state Supreme Court justice duty. And
no.
and he was
not.
He was asked about this recently. Galvin, let's play this clip and hear Brad Schimmel's non-answer about being a support network for the Trump administration.
You have welcomed an endorsement by President Donald Trump. You had an event with his son, Donald Jr., last night.
And said you'd be part of his support network. I wonder, you know, why should voters believe that you wouldn't be wearing a Trump jersey if an issue involving him or his supporters were to come before the court?
I enforce the law. As a judge, I interpret the law the way it's written. It is hard to go out all throughout the state of Wisconsin and get your message there on your own.
Okay.
You have to have a support network yourself to help deliver that message.
What does that mean?
Answering the question on how he said he will be a support network for the Trump administration. Now he's trying to turn this into, no, I'm talking about the support that the Trump administration is giving me in order to get my message out.
And we don't need that on our state Supreme Court because we've already seen just how unbelievably corrupt the United States Supreme Court is right now, with justices who have accepted probably millions of dollars in luxury travel and gifts and yacht rides and private jet rides and RV, whatever it, you name it. And these are things that should lead to an automatic recusal. It doesn't matter if the billionaire patron has a case directly for the court or is helping bankroll other people who may have cases before the court. The line, you know, one of the more famous lines from any Supreme Court justice is the one that says, you know, I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it.
Yeah.
Same goes for corruption of a Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Same goes for that. And when you look at what is happening now with some of those justices and what they've accepted from billionaires, you have to look at that and say, do we really want a billionaire starting that same trend with the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Or are we again going to get a court like the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, which is supported by 60-70% of the American population? Do you want a court that's representative of you or of the biggest donors out there? And that question is so cleanly and clearly before Wisconsin voters this time.
And guess which favorite trope now is surfacing again? This is from today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Allison Durr. 2 weeks before Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Brad Schimmel raises Milwaukee vote counting trope.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yes. Now
it's
again,
back.
We're talking about the bags of ballots being brought in and counted late at night and trying to, again, cast suspicions on the results of the 2020 presidential election. Schimmel, he's all there for it. He is all there for it. Yep, we're still not sure whether the results were fair if you listen to Brad Schimmel, and he just said this week. I do want to point out, I'm sorry to interrupt, Pat. This could be a non-issue if the Wisconsin Republican legislature in Wisconsin had made it legal for early ballot counting to start. Yeah. They didn't do that. Exactly for this reason, so they can continue to bring this up and to cast suspicions on the validity of our elections.
All I'm going to say is this. When it comes to discovering ballots that tip a Supreme Court race, let's ask State Supreme Court Justice Joanne Kloppenburg what she thinks. Oh, wait, she lost her race because 7,000 votes for David Prosser were found by the Waukesha County Clerk.
I remember that.
Now, there was, you know, investigations and audits and nothing unseemly was found. But let's just make clear that that is the only documented case, even remotely documented case, where there's something funny happened with the ballots in a state Supreme Court race. So if Brad Schimmel, who's from Waukesha County, would like to first answer a few questions about that, maybe then he can opine about what's happening next door in Milwaukee County. But I think he ought to clean house closer to him first.
We're going to continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvitini on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We had some callers lined up right before the break. Sorry, we didn't have the chance to get to you. If you want to give us a call right now, we will try and get you on. Pat Kreitlow is our guest from Up North News Radio, and we are talking about the April 1st election. Now less than 2 weeks away, a number of very important races on the ballots, including state Supreme Court between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We have Jill Underle and Brittany Kinzer to head the Department of Education. Brittany Kinzer, a big supporter of voucher schools and private schools. And then, of course, there is that constitutional amendment, which I firmly believe is going to pass. I think the Republicans have done a pretty good job of selling it, and I think that it's going to pass. But there's a great column from Bruce Murphy in Urban Milwaukee, and we will include this in our show notes when the show is over. He talks about other reasons why they would like to get Brad Schimmel on the court, and it plays along with, I think there is this assumption, Pat, that if this constitutional amendment changes regarding the requirement of a voter ID, folks think that that's going to be the end of it. Bruce Murphy posits that this will be just the beginning of other changes, other efforts to make changes to make it more difficult to vote. And I think he's right.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a moment. I mean, it never ends. You know, when you are inclined to lean toward authoritarianism, you know, you don't just take a little bit. You look to see what is the next group of people that we can, if not disenfranchise, then at least, you know, make their lives a little less comfortable. And it may be something, and I didn't read the column, so I don't know what all he is proposed or, you know, thinking might happen here. But you may see maybe the next one is gender, that you can't vote if this gender doesn't match the gender on your birth certificate. And yes, we're now going to have genital police at the polls or something like that. And if you think, oh, that's too outlandish, that could never happen. Again, Roe v. Wade, kids.
Yeah, look where we are.
Anything's possible.
Absolutely. And I think especially, and we've talked about this too, the SAVE Act, which is part of Project 2025, the SAVE Act for married women, if this gets introduced. Mm-hmm. If your birth certificate does not match your driver's license, if you got married and took your husband's name and didn't go to court to have it legally changed, they can deny you the right to vote or at least send you home and say, well, now I need your birth certificate and your marriage certificate. And because all of us have that just right at our fingertips.
And by the way, this won't happen at every polling place. Of course not. But where they decide to selectively enforce this kind of thing, just might be in places where there tend to be more Democratic voters than Republican voters. So maybe, but before voters vote, you know, to cast a ballot on something where they go, well, this seems to make sense, I guess I'm going to vote, you know, yes on this. Let me just remind you of this. One, voter fraud is minuscule to nearly non-existent.
Yes.
No matter how many times Donald Trump says it, doesn't make it true. Number two, when you send a piece of mail and you go to put it in the mailbox, there is nobody there scanning it to make sure that you are who you are and that it's an honest piece of mail and that you're not committing mail fraud. But if you commit mail fraud, if you're caught doing it, there's going to be a big penalty. That's what voter fraud is. That's what the law should be. You live here, you vote here. If you commit fraud, which sure seems to happen a lot on one side of the aisle lately, then the hammer should come down. But to have laws like this, or even a constitutional amendment like this, designed to suppress a group of voters, again, I hope people see that that is just wrong. It is a solution in search of a problem, and vote no on it.
I think a lot of people are going to see it as, because I said this to you, Jane, yesterday after the show. If you look at all of the questions that have been on ballots for the past 2-3 cycles, they're always written in a very confusing doublespeak way where you're like, I don't know what this means.
Is this good? Is this bad?
If you read the language on this one, it is so plain, it is so simple, but it makes you in the ballot booth say, well, yeah, of course you should have your identity. That just makes sense. Yeah, of course. Yes, with no thoughts or ramifications after the fact and what you are all talking about. So I hold hope that if it passes, it doesn't pass with a huge margin. But I don't want to see this pass because this is just the beginning of total voter suppression at the hands of Robin Voss and his minions.
Well, and again, I think this is a good reason to throw your support behind Susan Crawford. And Brad Schimmel is still bringing out the old tropes about, oh, there were hinky things going on in the 2020 election and we can't trust him. And we spent over $2 million of Wisconsin taxpayer money to find voter fraud. And guess what Michael Gableman found? Zippo.
Butkus. Dick Butkus.
No, he didn't find him either. He found nothing.
Yeah.
Gableman found nothing. The fact that Schimmel is going the way that he is, he isn't trying to moderate anymore, tells me that he is basically just sending the signal now to conservative voters, hey, we think a lot of progressive voters are going to stay home, as has happened in other Supreme Court elections, so y'all get out there. I'm your guy, is what he's saying to the far right.
Come on, folks. Make a plan. April 1st or vote now. Early voting is underway. Please be a voter.
Yes.
Everybody who's anybody, everybody wants to
be
a voter.
It's sexy, baby.
It is sexy. Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio, thank you so very, very much for your time. Really appreciate it, Pat.
You are welcome. Have a great day, you guys.
You too. News coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk about the wall of efficiency. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Top Chef superfan Luke Mathers about his excitement over having another Wisconsinite as a chef testant.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump on a call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky says Russia's promise not to attack Ukraine's energy infrastructure is at odds with reality. He says there was an overnight barrage of drone strikes across his country. The UN says one of its staffers has been killed in Gaza. This as Israel resumes airstrikes, the IDF also beginning ground operations. ABC's Matt Rivers is in Tel Aviv.
Since dawn on Tuesday, when Israel targeted some 80 targets across Gaza, we know that well over 400 people have been killed. We know that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of additional people were injured. We know that at least 130 children were killed as a result of these strikes. So really the severity of these strikes, the surprise nature in which they occurred, I think it took a lot of people by surprise.
A convicted killer in Louisiana executed last night using nitrogen gas, which officials there say they plan to continue using. This is ABC News.